thank to God because of this precious moment the Lord that has given us. Again, this is another day that the Lord has made. We celebrate and we rejoice in it. Because each and every time is from the Lord. To us is only to celebrate and bless and rejoice. We have got nothing to say or to compromise. Because we can never even manage to create a day for ourselves. Each and every day comes from the Lord. Each and every moment comes from the Lord. Everything is the Lord who directs. That's why we bless and exalt the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, let me give glory and honor unto the Lord. Because of helping us understand and know this true and only gospel. Because long time back, we were like everybody who is in the congregations and the religion. And we enjoy, we celebrate like we are knowing something. And we were singing and claiming that we are preaching while we were doing nothing. If somebody comes to us with the message, we are never believing that message. We were more rebellious to the gospel. But when it pleased the Lord to reveal Christ in us, that message, that one preaches to us as the true and only gospel. It's the gospel that we are believing and trusting today. But the message is that we were in that preamble time. Today we can say this is complete return. And it's very stupid message that we were in first. And we only bow and bless the name of God because of this. Because all these things have been in that way because of the will and the mercy plus love of God. That's why Ephesians chapter 1 says, chapter 2 says, it is speaking about how we were saved. Ephesians chapter 2 verse number 4.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse number 4.
It starts with but God.
Verse number 4.
It starts with but God. We are not going
to come.
I said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us.
Verse number four.
Here it is speaking about two things that are very huge, very big, very great. Number one is speaking about the richness of mercy. That the mercy of God is but very rich. Whereby it is very difficult to carry it. It is more heavy.
more treasures. People, the only day that you start at this is a baby. And can because of this richness, the grass flower. And this great love is that makes us to be served. The use of this rich man's is to hold in the wrath of God, not to be kindled upon the elect. So the elected sinners are protected in this mess, very rich mess. So because the rich man has all the love of God, it has caused the wrath of God will. It makes now the wrath of God to be exercised upon the elect. So the love of God is now revealed, is manifested upon the elected people. That's why John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, not that he gave his begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him, he shall not perish but have everlasting life. So the love of God is that makes the elected sinners not to be punished with this wrath of God. But without the wrath of God, even the wrath of God will never hold his wrath. But because there is great wrath upon the people, it makes the wrath of God to be haunted by the regret and the rich man's. The question might be, why the great love has been exercised upon the people? It's because first God erected sinners from eternity. It's such with God. He elected those that are his. Because of that election, Bible says, God is not a man that should lie. So whatever God says, it comes to an accomplishment. That's why Isaiah chapter 55 verse number 10 says, verse number 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, but it may give seed, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse number 10.
Verse number 10. Akuti pakuti monga mvula imagwa pansi imatalala kuchokera kumamba kuyisa ntaka ndikuyibalitsa ndikuyipfukitsa ndikuyipatsitsa mbewu kwaopya ndi chakudya kwawakudya.
Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I preached, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
Verse 11.
Momwemo adzakhala mawu anga amene atuluka mukamwa mwanga sadzabwerera kwa ine chabe, koma adzachita chimene ndifuna ndipo adzakula mmene ndiwatumisira.
Here it says the word of God never come back to God void.
Apapa kubwepo kunena kuti mawu amene adzakula sadzabwerera kwa iye chabe,
but it it will accomplish what that which I preach.
Ndipo adzakwaniritsa chimene iye adalankhula.
And it then says it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Ndipo adzakwaniritsa kupambana kuti chonse chimene iye adachitumizira.
So the word of God are not to go back to God void.
Ndipo mawu a Mulungu sadzabwerera chabe kwa iye mwini,
but it will accomplish.
Adzakwaniritsa.
It will be fulfilled.
Ndipo adzakwaniritsidwa.
That's why the Bible says,
chimene Bible inena kuti
God is not a man.
Ndipo Mulungu si munthu.
That shall
kuti angadabe.
Because whatever God says,
ndipo Mulungu akunena kuti
whatever he spoke,
ndipo chilichonse chimene anachilankhula,
come to its accomplishment.
Ndipo chidzakwaniritsidwa monga yanachilankhula.
It will be fulfilled.
Ndipo chidzakwaniritsidwa.
So he erected the seed.
Ndipo iye anasankha ochimwa.
And he made the planet do whatever is worth it all.
Ndipo anapanga chilichonse monga yanachilankhula.
That Christ needed to do time to come into this world.
Ndipo Yesu mokwama kuposa kwake kuti abwere padziko lapansi.
For he then erected
seed.
So that all those that are his,
would
inherit the kingdom of God. So it was in that way. Christ came into this world. On the cross. The Bible says,
Bible says,
as lamb come into this world. Left with the word of God from heaven.
This was for Jesus, so now what you get a plumber.
Why does John chapter 1, verse number 14 say,
for you have one verse 45,
Christ is the way.
For yes, dear now,
that was Mary to fresh.
And then you have to give that to me.
The word comes from God.
For now, I have to get a plumber.
So Christ comes from God.
For yes, what you get a plumber.
And it works among us. And
accepting
us by dying on the cross, we have the redemption in the blood of Jesus. We have been redeemed with the blood of Jesus. We have been saved with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In his resurrection, there is hope. In his resurrection,
there
is redemption. We have been redeemed.
It's the offering.
Because he died.
He shed his blood.
Oh, my sin.
My sin was the
I am what I am today. Because of Christ. Because of the work of Christ.
What
a comfort to be one of
those.
If you are one of them, say amen in your heart.
Christ.
Pray in the Lord because
of Christ. we were in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter
1.
That is coming from the topic that we have been preaching. That is from John chapter
1.
We have been in John chapter 1. And the Lord helped us to go beyond that God beyond. So let us proceed now to first chapter
1.
First Peter chapter 1, last week you were saying.
Which you have died in our pit for chapter 1, and then
the Lord told Peter, wrote this epistle to the people that were strangers.
Who could for chapter 1? What a people have never had.
So let us think this one and two. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Gratia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. What when he says the apostle? we are just the carrier of the message. We are not to compromise the message. We are not to speak of ourselves. We are to speak only what is of Christ Jesus. That's why Peter was to humble himself. Who is Peter? Who is Peter? He's just an apostle of Jesus Christ. A messenger carrier of the message of Christ Jesus. We should read here to God and to humble ourselves. We should know that this message that we are approaching is not ours. We have just been given this message because of time. We are just apostles, the messengers of this gospel of Christ. Secondly, church, the message was going only to the strangers scattered in the area. It was not going to everybody. Because in Pontus, Russia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, in Asia, there is people that were living there. There were citizens in Cappadocia, Bithynia, Russia, and Pontus. These were the citizens of the area. But when they were there, citizens living in their country, it just happened that there was strangers running and came into their country to found a hidden place as refugees.
So Shango Shitika put out in Sikolao, Shango Pereshawa, Puti Atawine, and Putuliba.
These were not the relatives of the citizens.
You are Sandra, but out of many.
They were just strangers coming as an escape place.
You want to show Shango, a person of Shalomwea, not a person of Malawi.
When the disease scattered, when Jesus resurrected from the dead,
Jesus
tries to hinder or to bar this mysterious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were banning the resurrection, trying to hinder, trying to let the people not believe or know that the Christ whom they crucified has been risen. They were even giving money to the guards, to the people, not to say that Christ has really risen.
Yes, I don't know about the father, I said, I'm going to go to the Lama, but you're going to see that Jesus
Nobody can hinder the gospel for the people where sorry about the road direct.
But if they have been under the change, they will be able to get the people.
So when they try to keep people that preaches about the resurrection of Jesus, the other people who believe and trust in this gospel, they started lying of their lives to find a escape place. So when they were running after their rights, they were entering into the cities, districts, villages whereby it was not theirs. It found that therefore they were protected in those areas. They left their gardens. They left their waiting places. They left everything, even their incentives. And started staying like strangers, homeless people in the foreign country.
And because
of this, the Lord told Peter to write an epistle to those people.
Yes,
it is like in the country there is war. So the people come out from the country, landing into their to other countries. So when they were in those countries, they were hopeless in those countries, having nothing to eat, having nothing to depend on. Now the letter is written. Beloved brothers and sisters, who are living in the foreign countries, of course you are refugees in those countries. But know this, that even though you run away from your country, because of this war, because you trusted in this gospel, be encouraged with the word of God, that you are not alone there, that it is the Lord who sent you there, so that you may go and preach the
God's
there. We are with you. This is God encouraging, consoling the people who were refugees in those countries.
Preached
to us. Even though we are strangers here in this world,
situations that you are in. I am with you. So, this thing helps to comfort him. It's like someone has been arrested. He's in prison. He's staying there. Maybe the judge has sentenced him to life prison. So if you find somebody, the relative to you, coming to the prison and search for your name, meet with you, you feel comforted. You feel encouraged that you are not alone. That I am with somebody, the friend of Jesus, the relative of Jesus. Gospel that we are preaching. The gospel that brings hope. It encourages. But it is not encouraging all the people. Make sure to know that it is only going to the Pontus, Cappadocia, Russia, Asia, Bethania, not elsewhere. The third thing, if they are speaking in the countries or the areas where the prosperity is going, because it is stating talent that the righteous one to put us. Professor Chengo, direct to check out the quarters. But maybe not Chengo, who will also be able to be the Chengo and work quarter. It is given the exact place that the gospel is going to Garatia.
Yeah, but she wants to check out direct to be the Garatia.
That it is going to Cappadocia.
Who will to compete with Cappadocia?
That it is going to Asia.
Who will to compete with Asia?
That it is going to Bethania.
Bethania.
Here it is full of those souls that God knows those that are
his.
And he knows where exactly you are lost. He knows the exact place where you are living as a stranger
scattered.
He will go by your way and meet with you. And meet with you. And help you. And clarify his shoulders. So that you should rest.
But many of
knows where we are.
Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28 says,
come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Here the Bible is showing that the Lord knows where we were lost. And he comes by our way and meets with us and calls us by his
shoulders.
Luke chapter 19, verse number 10,
Bible puts,
For the Son of Man is come to seek and say and to save that which was lost.
Luke chapter 19, verse number 10.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yes.
Pakuti manoto anaza nafuna yuko. The only reason that the Son of Man came into this world is to seek and to save the lost one. When we are saying the lost, it means they are scattered. They were not at one place. No. We are in different places. Others are in Asia. Others are in South and North America. Others are in Europe. Others are in Australia. And others are in Africa. Lost is there. So the Son of Man come from heaven and come by their ways and met with each and every person to wheresoever he was lost in. As we are going to the end of the time of worship, Luke chapter 15, verse number 4 to 7 says,
Luke chapter 15, verse number 7, Bible in the book.
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it?
Verse number four.
Luke
chapter 15. Mutundalwa ilu ata kumbosa makumi makumi. Tupoka kutaita imoti ya iso sazi ya sinazonanga chifululu makumi asami di anai.
Here it says he leaves 99 sheep in the wilderness because one is
lost.
But in the wilderness is not a step of this. And there is no peace in the wilderness. Now it found that the one has lost. But it leaves the 99 and looks for the one.
The
knows that the salvation is going or goes one by one, not collective. He died for each and everyone, one by one, separately. He never dies for everybody as a collective. But he dies for the elected only. When we are saying the elected, we are not saying the only
allowed.
Because when you are elected something, you kept one and believe many. Which means when we are talking about election, because God elected us, it means there is one from here and us from other sides. But there is this universal change of the
elect.
There is this change that is in the whole world. It is never seen by our eyes. But it is
living
separate.
Christ to be in
the body of the Lord. God is not in that boat.
We rest in the Lord. The last thing, there is no resting without waking. If somebody is resting, it means he wakes. Before his gospel was revealed to us, we have been moving elsewhere. Doing in the way he wanted to be saved. That prompted us nothing. And we were completely aware of this. And we were totally burdened with this. But when it frees the God, revealed Christ to us, and
feeds
us, and saves us, and carries by his shoulders, and came to his house, and came to his house, and put us in his boat,
nothing can follow again.
So we left.
So Bano did not move.
The last sentence says,
"On the Omani Sahibji,
on the verse number
6, but verse number 6,
my sheep, which was lost,
yeah, because I am going to be that sheep.
My sheep,
because I am going."
Which means it was that sheep that was found by Christ Jesus, the owner and the only shepherd of the sheep. My sheep. Let us sing a song from the book of Psalms 133.
And 134.
103 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even the elder's bed that went down to the skirts of his garment. Verse number 3. As the Jew of heaven, and as the Jew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
1:23. Verse 1 to 3. Akutsikira kumukao wasopala sache, verse number 3. Ngatimame akuhemoni. Akutsikira pamabiria sioni. Akutipameleko Yakova analamulira nalitsolo. Ndipomoyo kamuyaya, wapoyo kamuyaya. 1:24.
Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion.
Verse 1:24, Simon. Taonani lemekezani Yehova akumika Yehova inu lonse. Akuyimirira mnyumba ya Yehova usiku. Kwesani manja anu kumalo oyera.
carried by his shoulders.
Kunyamulirwa pamapewa ake.
Let us pray.
Church the men.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet in the close and praise your name. Thank you that your message gives us hope. It gives us blessing. Without you, does the work on the cross, we were lost in our lost in stage. We were nothing but lost it. Blind to the things of God. But thank God, because whatever you do, that helps us to have again now the hope in you, O God. Thank you for whatever you do that brings us peace. Encourage us. You shift the lost sheep by your shoulders. So you did with us. By your shoulders, we were called a free transport to the fort. We thank you, we bless you. We are comforted with your words. We are comforted with your testimony. Be blessed and be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and praise. Amen.